1 Timothy chapter 5. Do not rebuke an elder, but treat him as a father, and younger men as brothers, elder women as mothers, younger women as sisters, in total purity. Honour widows who really are widows. But if any widow has children or descendants, let them first learn to treat their own house reverently, and to return what is due to their forebears, for that is acceptable in the sight of God. But she who really is a widow, and has been forsaken, has put her hope in God, and continues in supplications and prayers night and day, whereas she who lives lewdly is dead while alive. Command these things too, so that they may be unimpeachable. But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his own household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Do not let a widow less than 60 years old be enlisted, but one who was a wife of one man, reputed for good works, if she has brought up children, if she has been hospitable, if she has washed the feet of the saints, if she has helped the afflicted, if she has engaged in every good work. But decline younger widows, for when they turn restive against Christ, they will want to marry, incurring judgment because they set aside their initial faith, while at the same time they idly learn as they go round houses, and not only idly, but also as gossip mongers and busybodies, saying things which they ought not. So I want the younger women to marry, have children, be mistress of a house, not to give any opportunity to the adversary on account of abuse, for some have already turned aside after Satan. If any man or woman believer has widows, let him help them, and don't let the church be burdened, so that it can help the real widows. Let the elders who have taken charge well be considered worthy of double honour, especially those who toil in word and teaching, for the scripture says, "You shall not muzzle the ox that threshes," and "the worker is worthy of his wages." Do not accept an accusation against an elder except on the basis of two or three witnesses. Censure sinners in the presence of everyone, in order that others also may have fear. I solemnly urge you, before God and Lord, Jesus Christ, and the elect angels, that you should keep these things without prejudice, not acting in any respect with partiality. Don't be hasty laying hands on anyone, and do not share in other people's sins. Keep yourself pure. Don't just drink water any longer, but use a little wine on account of your stomach and your frequent ailments. The sins of some men are evident beforehand, preceding them to judgment, whereas others have sins following them. Similarly too, the good works are evident beforehand, whereas the works that are otherwise cannot remain hidden.